It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, shout out to Fox. Didn't overdo it with the Tua shots, you know? One little Tua cutaway, that's it. I didn't need him every single time. Great job by Fox. It was about the only thing that did great because, man, Mark Sanchez is annoying. Oh, my God. He's exhausting to listen to. And he looks like Salt Bae.
The worst, like, it's already a bad game. To then have to have bad announcing on top of it,
yeah.
It's like, great.
I was so jealous, like, when I saw Bengals-Ravens and then who's on the call. Good old Kevin Harlan, and he's calling just magic on Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous.
That was a good game, but both teams tried to puke it up.
Yeah, but I was jealous of that. I was jealous of all that. I was jealous of points. Weren't you jealous of points?
Yeah.
Wow, 40 points.
Wow, I don't know. What is that like? It feels like.
They scored more points yesterday than Dalton scored all year. No, they didn't, because they got 20 and 15.
Probably the last few weeks.
Close. It's close.
Too close. So the Dolphins win. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Final score, 15-10. Miami Dolphins snapped a three-game losing streak. As bad a football game as you could watch. I mean, there's really no... But you get a win. Like, I mean, that's...
I said this last week. These games may look ugly. Just try to get wins.
Yep.
That's all you can do.
You just stay afloat.
I will say this. Old Snoop looked like he was freed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Looked like he was more comfortable in the offense.
Mm-hmm.
He was firing them, making those throws.
It's the penalties. Like the penalties, yes. It's the lack of discipline. It's like it's that stuff that really is the frustrating thing. I thought like the run game looked really good. Raheem Mostert being back was a big deal. Jalen Wright, he looked good.
Every time Jalen Wright touched the ball though, he had to look back to see if it was a damn penalty.
Yeah. Do you know how Julian Hill, like, he must be really good to lead the tight ends in snaps, but you know he's good for two holdings a game. Like, he must be the best blocker of all time, and we're just not noticing it, because why would they keep putting him out there?
Well, because Jonnu Smith is, like, a big-ass wide receiver.
Yeah, but good to see him in action. It was good to see Jonnu Smith in action. You know, so there were some good things. There were some good things. Ugly game. Just overall, I mean, like, honestly, I wanted the special team coach sent to Siberia by halftime. Like, once they botched... The snap to on the field goal attempt. I'm like, I'm done with him.
But
I'm sorry. He can't coach these guys.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You take that situation and you say fire the coach.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I thought they were going to fire the long snapper. We all thought that he was going to be gone, and then they tease us.
But I'm just saying that has nothing to do with the coach.
Would never happen to John Denny.
But never. That has nothing to do with the coach.
Literally never.
I know.
Why are you firing the coach?
I'll tell you why. Because if they would have lost that game, it would have been the old Vlad, streets need a body. And the classic move would have been, at the bye week, special teams coach, you got to go.
There's only one coach that I can remember that went from special teams coordinator to head coach. You know who that was?
Yeah, John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it. Like that, like the like. I don't understand. And I did see my special teams coach Gary Zarner,
right,
was on the sideline. But like, yeah, man, like it's fundamental football. It ain't got nothing to do with the damn coach.
Isn't he supposed to teach fundamentals?
That guy been doing it his whole life.
Not well.
At the worst time,
they put out the Dolphins special team stats. I think it was ESPN. Let me get this sweet.
Yeah, they're wet. They're bad.
They've been bad for 3 years since this guy's been the special teams coach.
Right. Well, he's probably I'm gonna be honest with you, Mike McDaniel's boy.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Leroy, it's not even like you're bad. Like even I would think in special teams, right? This is my layman's non-expert opinion. You would have a weak area in special teams. Not every special team. Everything. They've messed up field goals. They've messed up punts, kickoff returns, kickoffs, illegal formations on kickoff. You can't move.
It's been rough, too. It's been rough.
I'll give you that. But it's...
And then Jason Sanders with the doink. I was like,
"Oh, of course,
kidding me, dude.
Of course."
What did you put? You put your wallet in the wrong pocket for the game? Like, what, were you leaning the wrong way? And there's nothing more demoralizing in sports, I think, than the sound of the ball hitting the goalpost.
Oh my goodness, it's so loud.
It's a boom, reverberated.
Just a like sometimes if it's like I miss a certain angle or something like that. You're like, did it go in? Did it not go in? You hear that bang against the goalpost, you know there's no hope.
Nope.
It's done.
Nope. But, yeah, man, it was...
Get the win and get the hell out of there.
Got the win, got the hell out of there. I'm with you. Tyler Huntley looked better. I thought Tyreek Hill, look, you didn't have the flashy Tyreek Hill game, but I thought he came up with some onions plays.
He went up to make that one catch. That takes stones.
And saved an interception.
Yep.
So he did good. I think he definitely had a nice bounce back week. If I can quibble. Here.
Can I just say this? I'm going to quibble. You run the ball for 180 yards, you only get 15 points. Something's not
right.
Something doesn't seem right.
They had a lot of yards.
Yeah.
Had a lot of yards. Alec Ingold gets the touchdown. Yeah. Sonk was happy.
Couldn't get that to Julian Hill.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Alec Ingold's got some good odds. Maybe I'll go to him next.
Oh, well, is he comparable to Julian Hill?
Nobody's comparable to Julian Hill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think Alec Ingold's going to score again for the rest of the season.
I don't know.
That's it. We missed our one.
I don't know. But I'm still riding Julian Hill. The thing is, here's the thing with Julian Hill. There's an art to it because you want to get the fattest odds possible.
Yeah.
And I really thought that plus 2,000 was the highest it was going to go, and I was kicking myself during game day on Sensor because when we were doing porpoise props, I saw it went up to plus 2,250, and I was like, oh, damn. Didn't matter anyway. I would have been throwing away my money, but.
Yes, of course. That's why it's 2,200. Yeah. Why do I keep having to tell you this?
I don't know.
Yeah, Solano brought up a good point. I was listening then, and he mentioned that Hard Rock only keeps that bet open to collect $5 from you.
Hard Rock is now sponsoring Porpoise Props, the segment, and I'm pretty sure the only reason is because I'm paying for it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm the advertising budget because I just keep giving them money. They're like, hey, why don't we – that Porpoise Props, that's good. That idiot keeps betting on Julian Hill.
Pretty good. Watch this. He's going to do it again.
Dude, is there anybody that could stop Derrick Henry?
Nah.
Derrick Henry.
Nah. Not unless they taught a I don't know.
Like aren't the Jets 1-4?
Nope.
No, they're 2-3.
Won two games?
Yeah.
Who else did they beat?
The wins are escaping me, but I know their record.
Okay.
I feel like they beat the 49ers.
They beat the Patriots and the Titans.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Rough.
I got it.
Not too good.
Then, man,
not too
I thought
good.
The Dolphins was a rough watch.
Whew. Well, that's like, this is the thing, though. The Dolphins are, they're one game out of first place because every team is 2-3 or 3-2, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
And you just got to, like, that was the whole point. We looked at all this, we're like,
Just hang in there.
Just get to Tua. Get us back to having your quarterback and have a fighting chance. And now they have that because they're going to take on a Colts team that just lost to the Jags. You know, you got Joey Flax out there, you know, acting. Which, by the way, how dare you send me him running?
Mobile, dude! Mobile!
This guy's an idiot.
Like a giraffe.
Fleet of foot, this guy, dude. What was that? Like, that was a scamper if I've ever seen one.
You know, the last time he scampered.
Yeah. That wasn't the last time. Check, please.
By the way.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
There is nobody going to tell me any different.
Yep.
Josh Allen was knocked the bleep out.
Oh, yeah.
Unconscious.
When he hit the ground.
Yep. Sure was. Did they give him smelling salts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that part of the protocol?
No. They went old school on him. Nah. They, like you say, Zonk would be proud. Little smelling salts, get back in there.
Yeah, but, I mean, how do you do that, though? Like, with every...
Yes.
I that's been on exactly. to how do you allow that to happen? How
does exactly.
Because they don't think he can be hurt. They think he's the size of a.
Okay. He was let me tell you something.
How does no one call from Secaucus? Like, yo, he's dead.
Here's what people don't understand. Everybody thinks a concussion is from getting hit hard. It is not. It's from getting your head jarred. From most of the time, guys do it when they hit the turf. Did you see what happened to A-Chan?
Well, A-Chan got...
when he got tackled. It was when he hit the turf.
He looked like he got knocked out twice.
Yeah.
Because I thought he got hit in the air, helmet to helmet.
Yep.
And he looked like he stiffened up and then went... and was out. He was...
No, that was bad.
He was wobbling like all the way. He was bad. That looked like a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but really like Josh Allen, very similar thing.
Yeah, but like Devon Achane could fit in Josh Allen's pocket. They're not going to feel bad for him.
It doesn't change the injury, though, is my whole point. Yeah, there's different levels to it. But when Josh Allen hit that ground, we all thought, night-night. I sent a text. Josh Allen's done for the day, concussion.
People keep putting in the stat line. I couldn't believe it. He was 9-for-30 yesterday.
Yeah.
Josh Allen?
9-for-30?
Yes. You know why? He was concussed.
They shouldn't let him play football.
Bro, it was very reminiscent of the Packers game where you accused Tua of ruining Christmas.
I felt bad about that. You don't have to keep bringing it up.
All of a sudden, he just like was like, what's going on here? But it just, like everyone would say, he shouldn't have been in the game. Somebody should have called it. That was ridiculous.
They came to the conclusion that a concussed Josh Allen is better than anything we got backing him up.
But they have Mitchell Trubisky. So it's not like they're going to, like, you know, some random.
You realize he was a number 2 overall pick who's not with, what was he on? He's 15?
Wait a minute.
When I tell you he's.
Did you really just say to me, but they have Mitch Trubisky? That's why they pulled the smell salts out. Right away.
Who would you rather have, Mitch Trubisky or Todd?
Dude, let me tell you something. Do you remember the Dolphins playoff game? Was it against the Steelers? I can't remember who it was against. Matt Moore got sent to the shadow realm.
Yeah.
But their backup was TJ Yates. And they put Matt Moore out there very clearly concussed. Because
they had to walk him out there.
Yeah. And you have the audacity to sit here and tell me, but they have Mitch Trubisky.
Dude, can I just tell you, all your football credibility is going to hell you suggest that the solution to the problem would have been to put Mitchell Trubisky in.
I'm not saying that's the solution by any stretch, but I'm saying Todd Boyle or, like, who are these random quarterbacks? Or... a quarterback that runs a 4.67. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky. He is mobile.
He was athletic, yes. We understand that he was athletic.
Sneaky athletic. I want you to know about this guy, man.
Dude, why are you so consumed by this?
Mobile.
Why don't you appreciate Tyler Huntley?
Oh, my God. Guy can't even escape a sack.
What are you talking about, dude?
He's giving me
he's trying to get the ball downfield.
Shades of Shadur Sanders, if you know what I'm talking about. Like, what are we doing here?
Oh, I see.
Oh, what, you mean a pocket pass?
So you're going completely opposite route now, huh?
Insane. Like, what are we doing here? But
Jalen Wright yesterday, he finished 13 carries, 86 yards. Mostert, 19 carries, 80 yards. And
good work.
That was that. Alec Ingold, 1 carry for 3 yards and a tutty.
touchdown merchant.
Yeah, he was.
You know, remember Tyreek Hill was explaining his sideline antics, saying, we need to get 25 the ball more. And everyone's like, no way he said that, dude. Maybe he was onto something.
He looks good, dude. I mean, listen. Jalen Wright looks good. I mean, I don't know how long Achan's going to be out of this because they do have the bye week coming up. But I will say, yeah, that kid looks really talented, Jalen Wright.
Yeah.
Really, really talented. That was definitely, I think, one of the bright spots of this one. And did you think it was a touchdown, or were you worried that they were going to call that, or you knew that was going to get reversed?
No, I knew the rule, and as soon as they showed the replay, I'm like, that's not a touchdown.
Wow.
And here's the deal. Here's what I hate about fans, and I'm going to say this, okay, and I mean every bit of it. You think you got screwed because that wasn't a touchdown. It is stupid. It's idiotic. You don't know the rules, but you're complaining and moaning like you got screwed. You didn't get screwed. Your own coach said it wasn't a touchdown. So shut up and move on.
Yeah, and you guys don't care anyway. You guys, the team sucks.
But I'm just saying, like I'm so sick of hearing that, even from my friend. Oh, we're getting ready to get screwed. Are we getting ready? How about they get the call right?
There was only one call I was worried about this week that I thought that we were going to get screwed on, and it was the targeting. Because I'm like, oh, they're going to come back and so-called targeting. They're definitely going to do this.
But they didn't.
They didn't, but I was okay. Ready for it. I mentally prepared myself.
Because why?
Because, first of all, Amari Carter.
Because you think Miami gets screwed in everything.
Yeah, I do.
Right?
Like, I do!
You don't give, listen.
I'm not used to getting the good rub the last couple weeks.
Here's the thing. You make it seem like the people aren't going to make a valid call, that the only call is valid if it favors your team. The call is the call. It's just like last week when they originally called the Hail Mary a touchdown,
yep.
And they went and viewed and called it off. They go, oh, we got a break. You didn't get a break. It wasn't a touchdown. How did you get a break? So now the other side says, we got screwed. They hosed us. No, they didn't. It wasn't a touchdown.
Osweiler wouldn't stop whining about it, dude. He was sitting here, and he was, it should be targeting him the size of a giraffe. You know
what? Then that's shame on you. That's shame on you that you are now worried about what Osweiler is saying.
He was a Osweiner, more like it. Dude was out here just whining about it the entire time. And by the way, I know that's a local kid.
Who?
I kind of think he hammed it up a little bit.
Whoa!
I think he hammed it up a little bit. The QB, the Cal QB, Mendoza.
Mendoza.
Oh.
Because all of a sudden he popped up and he was like, pointing to the head. I'm like, nobody who gets targeting starts calling for it. Like, yeah, right? Like, that was like a Ginobili flop if I've ever seen one. He's like, shh, shh, stay down, stay down, stay down, stay down. Gotta make it look good.
And like, so with the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Right away. You know, they call a touchdown because, like, yeah, if you're doing it in fast motion, it does look like a touchdown. But no. If he would have took his toe and just jumped and went out of bounds, it would have been a touchdown. But since the total foot came down and that back foot hit the end line, it's not a touchdown. That's the rule. So stop, everybody stop thinking you got screwed. You know when you can say you got screwed? Remember the playoff pass interference against the Saints?
Oh, yeah.
That's getting screwed.
Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know.
Minus
one.
Hold on. Come on.
The only thing that happened minus there. Minus one. Like, I don't know if it was pass interference or not. That's what I'm saying.
I know it was.
But here's the, hold on. The only thing that happened that was weird is that the call came so late.
Yeah, because it wasn't.
That's mm-hmm. Okay. But that's fans. That's fans. If it don't work in my favor,
I can be very objective. I can be very objective.
You know how long I've been doing the show with you?
I'm very objective.
No, you're not.
Oh, dude. Listen,
oh my goodness.
I can say when we got a lucky bounce.
After the next break, I want you to leave and put Tobin back in that seat.
What?
The guy sitting there right now is lying.
I'm very balanced when it comes to this stuff.
No, you what?
I don't blame refs.
Balanced. You are out of here. You know you lying.
Take a break.
I tell you what. Hey, I don't want to say this, man. Where's Vlad?
Take a break. Back after this.
Here we go. Snap. Mendoza looking to throw. He's going to run.
You.
Oh, Bassey. Oh. Hammers
You're
him
not
from the
coming
side.
Back.
Wesley Bassey knocked him out. Hit him on the right shoulder. And he knocked out Mendoza. He's down and he's out. Wesley Bassey just levels the quarterback. And Miami will get the ball back.
For everybody. All right. This is from Galen. He says, due to impending Hurricane Milton, our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event has been postponed. We will keep you posted on a new date. Please stay safe during the storm. This is, of course, our second postponement of that event.
Say it.
Out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah.
So no Whiskey Stars on Wednesday night. But somebody asked about the red, white, and pink game tonight at the Kaseya Center. That is still on. 6 o'clock tonight. We will broadcast that game for you. We kind of riff. It's not like a play-by-play. You can't play-by-play that game. It's a dunk contest. You know, these guys are out there putting a show on for the fans for a great cause. And, you know, it's the Heat preseason is going to begin tomorrow in Charlotte. And you can hear that game on 560 WQAM. Yes, that is the same night as the Panthers opener. They canceled their ring ceremony. As far as I know right now, I got my email open, so if the Panthers say otherwise, we'll find out. As far as I know, opening night's still on, and that game you will be able to hear on 104.3 The Shark. FM 104.3 is where opening night will be. So if you guys are looking for radio coverage, if you can't watch the game, whatever, you're working, you want it in your ears, Odyssey app, The Shark will have it. You will also be able to listen to it on the Odyssey app, but you will... Radio-wise, FM 104.3, which, hey, used to be a sports radio station at one point.
Ah.
Then one day Imagine Dragons was on.
Mm.
It was crazy.
Radioactive.
That's how radio works. Yeah. I told you guys.
Remember we went into the halftime and flipped the switch.
That's right. Ooh. That's right. I remember that. There was a giant cardboard radio at the Heat game. So tomorrow night, Heat preseason against the Charlotte Hornets. 560 WQAM, 7 o'clock is your tip-off there. 5:45 is pre-heat with Solana and Tommy Tighe. And the Cats get going tomorrow against the Boston Bruins. Tonight, though, you will hear the red, white, and pink game. It's a great thing that he'd do every single year for Baptist Health Cancer Center. And you'll be able to hear that
the dribble drive, right?
They still do. It's not. I don't think it's called the dribble drive anymore. UD hosts it, and it's called... I will find out what the name of it is, but it has a new name.
Remember we used to do the telethon?
Yeah. Yep. We did that 1 year. We did the telethon, and then I did the dribble drive 1 year.
Yep.
I did a dribble. Yeah, with Zaslow. I did it with Zaslow, and I did it with Zach Duarte. And it was
Muscle hamster,
yeah. So, yeah, it's obviously – and the man – you know, obviously a year where cancer hit my family with my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Those cancer centers, godsend. Like, the job those nurses do where people are facing, like, the most scared part of their life. They don't know what the hell's going on. They don't know how long it's going to last. What's getting put into your body? How is your body going to react to it? It's an amazing thing the Heat are doing. So, you know, for everybody who goes out there, the survivors that are going to be there, I know that that's a big deal. They go out there. Usually the guys get introduced with a cancer survivor. So it's just an awesome event. I can't recommend it enough. If you guys want to, I think you guys can still get tickets to that. Go to heat.com/tickets. And then, but if you can't make it, Solana and I will have your call of it tonight. We'll have some fun and get at it as the Heat's preseason is underway.
People that deal with cancer, I'm talking about in the medical profession, they have a different temperament than a lot of doctors, right? Because, you know, it's brutal, and you got to be able to have conversations with people that, like, we're probably never going to be accustomed to having.
Yeah, it's an interesting, it's surreal. And I know, like, especially those moments where it can, you know, those first few weeks when you're like, what the hell is the game plan here? That, you know, they set the game plan. You know, it's kind of like how they can help you kind of guide along through that, depending on what stage you are, obviously, you know. But right. if they think they catch something early, which thankfully with my wife they did, it was, you know, yeah, they, the doctors up there did such an amazing job of, you know, setting out the game plan. What there were options of what you could have done, which way or another, but, you know, what they recommend and all that type of stuff. So those cancer centers, man, incredible with the work that they do. So if you guys want to go tonight, check your heat, go check out your heat and do it for a great cause. Red, white, and pink game tonight. Will obviously is a great thing they do every single year. Great thing. Leroy, a great thing he does every single Monday is game balls and game bums. Because, and I gotta ask, Leroy, you gotta be fed up with this guy in Cleveland, dude. You gotta be. He's just, dude. Oh, Leroy. I mean, come on, dude.
Dude, they're just bad. Like, I watched, I mean, two football games, and nobody scored over 15 points.
That's so bad. That's so bad.
Like, that's just like somebody accidentally get a 20 spot.
Right. Got to be some good defensive mistakes somewhere.
I mean, but then to watch Daniels just light it up. He's good.
He's good. He is good. We'll take a break. More Tobin and Leroy after this.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
Ha ha! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room as Leroy hands out his game balls in game bums.
Bum.
What do you got, Leroy?
My game balls go to the Canes and the Dolphins, but mostly the Canes.
Oh.
You sure about
that? It'll be a long time before you ever have an opportunity to be able to come back from a deficit like that. So it was something special, something those guys will always remember. And you're still undefeated.
Yep.
The most important thing. The Dolphins getting off the snide. You're not out of it. If you can just regroup and finish strong, you still got a chance for everything you want.
Stay afloat.
So stay afloat. That's it. My game bum. Whoever the hell determined that Josh Allen was healthy.
Oof. Bum.
Now, I'm shocked that they haven't been an investigation already.
Yeah.
Because I saw Josh Allen. We all saw Josh Allen. He went 99. Right? It's not even. Go look at the play and tell me what you think. Because he was out.
I'm watching the play now. He hits the ground. And his wrist kind of like folds and stays there.
Yep.
Yes.
You're not bracing for impact. You're not attempting to get up. You're not doing anything at that point. How in the hell did no one from the sideline? Remember when Teddy Bridgewater kind of stumbled and someone from Section 303 was like, concussion protocol, Teddy.
Concussion. He's got one. Oh, I can totally he's got one. Spotter.
Ridiculous.
Right. How can nobody...
They may, I mean, maybe they'll come back today. Because, I mean, like, it definitely on social media was going more so a thing, but I don't know how. Like, look, people can miss things. I would thought that things were heightened. People can miss things.
National television.
I understand. But
that's what they said about Tua.
Tua's first.
What happened on national television.
But Tua's first one against the Bills, that was the whole thing, is nobody blinked at it as it happened the first time around.
Tua lied to us.
Okay, dude. Hey.
My back.
I'm telling you. Right,
dude. Hey, he did come back. He hit a touchdown to Waddle. Oh. One of his best games.
Hey,
not like 09 for 30.
I'm telling you, we all saw it. We all know what it looks like, right?
Chris Nguyen.
Like a duck, quacks like a duck.
Storm duck.
He's good.
Thanks, buddy. I knew I could count on you.
You're welcome.
Everyone remember Cam.
I'm sorry. I'll take my minus one.
I thought it was good.
Minus one.
I got to tell you, what's the quarterback for the Dolphins? The young one.
Cam Smith?
The cornerback?
The cornerback. No, not Cam.
Ethan Bonner.
Played yesterday.
Ethan Bonner didn't play yesterday.
Oh, okay.
No. Damn.
Young.
I was like, man, he's balling. We had questions about him.
Young. I don't know. Javon Holland, by the way, broke his hand.
Oh, that hurt my heart. We can never just have one good thing, you know?
Right.
Hurts my heart.
No.
He's a receiver.
Receiver.
Odell, by the way, not a very flashy debut.
Did he even play?
10 snaps.
Kader Kohu? Is that who you're talking about?
Kader Kohu.
Yeah, Kader Kohu did it.
Kader Kohu's been playing well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
This is Chris Nowinski, of course. He of WWE fame and then concussion expert.
Chris Nowinski.
It's insane that Josh Allen was put back in after this hit. Even if he says he's fine, why bet the franchise QB that the concussion symptoms aren't delayed? Protocol aside, how are we taking risks like this just a few weeks after another Tua concussion? Fact, all concussion protocols are imperfect. If I saw a player's head bounce 18 inches off the turf and his left wrist fold like Allen's did here, I'd call it no protective action when falling, a concussion sign. I'd at least sit him for the game. Why are we not cautious?
Because, again, I was making the deal beforehand about we pick and choose these things. If there's a set of rules, there's a set of rules. And everybody's like, oh, we should – Josh Allen, concussion. He knows it. Retire. Right? Like, no, man. Like, can't nobody tell me that wasn't a concussion. You're not, like, from living through them and seeing enough of them, that was a concussion. Okay? So now, with everybody up in arms about everything else and the Tua, and every time we see a concussion, everybody want to call it out. Now what? You see what I mean? That's the thing that's, I'm curious to see how this plays out versus all of the other one. Everybody's like, oh, you should retire. You should do this. You should do that. Like, yeah.
Nah, nothing's going to happen.
Hey, man, it's dude. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this again. It's football. Sometimes you hit your head on the ground. Now, y'all could do something about that cushion underneath that field, but you don't. Right? You got them playing in New York where everybody's tearing up everything.
Yep.
But you don't. Right? So don't like, if this is all about optics, okay, and I get it. Everybody says it's about optics. That's a bad look. That's a bad look for a dude to be on the ground like this. And then 12 minutes later, he back on the field.
Yeah, they're smelling salt in him.
Right.
I'm with you, man. I'm not disagreeing, but I kind of like, it's one of these things where I know the Dolphin fan gets annoyed about this because Tua's concussions are treated differently. It's the thing. I don't know. I've long been trying to search for the answer and mystery of why everything with Tua gets such a crazy reaction as opposed to other quarterbacks. I don't understand it. I don't know why. I don't have an answer for it.
I've always said if he's healthy, he's healthy. That's the rule. If you're healthy, you're healthy, right? And that is determined by the medical staff, all the neurologists, everybody who you have to see, not by what it looks like. We get caught up too much in how it looks and not what it is.
I'll tell you one thing, though. When they did this Matthew Tkachuk, you want to talk about tough players? Matthew Tkachuk playing with the cracked sternum, they went behind the scenes on that. Maniac.
Whoa.
He said that he was messed up from the neck all the way to the chest. Whoa. Played a Stanley Cup game.
Jesus.
He's like, couldn't do the next one. I only had one in me. Maniacs, these hockey players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like upper body injury.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. Oh, yeah, upper body thing.
Yeah, the way he explained it, all of his upper body.
My chest and neck are broken. Upper body injury.
Pretty crazy. But, hey, what's Cleveland going to do, man?
Come on.
What are you going to do? Hey, what are you going to do, huh?
Come on, dude.
It
Worst
part of the problem is it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback with how you're protecting him. Dude been running for his life all year.
Man.
That
I thought you guys
said,
had a good offensive line.
Huh?
I thought y'all had a good offensive line.
Meh. Also, they're not running the ball well. Mm. And so if you take away one aspect of that whole team, and that's running the football, then everything that happens around it looks even worse. You can't run play action when you don't have no run game. And so that's how that team was built, on running the football, play action, rolling out, doing all stuff like this. But if you can't run the football, now you got to drop back quarterback. And that doesn't look good.
Oof.
Can't go down the field. They say, you know, the receivers aren't getting any separation. But, like, yeah, okay.
Oh, I have a game bum. Hey, CBS, anytime there is a quarterback receiver quibble on the sidelines,
I don't need you to show me.
No, I do need you to show me. And somehow there was allegedly a Trevor Lawrence and Gabe Davis near fight on the sidelines for the Jags game. Nobody got it on camera. How's that possible? Dude, we got 100 cameras all over the place. No one got these two chirping at each other?
I mean, it was Jacksonville.
First win of the season.
I know. Well, Colts.
Yeah, Colts. But that scramble by Flacco.
And check this out. And Flacco's still chucking it all over the place.
I will say with the Jags, though, another one of these teams, like, staring them right in the face to go back to those classic jerseys. And
all right.
What are they doing? And they're sitting here. I don't know what the hell. They look like a damn arena team with the rest of their remember when they did two colors on their helmets?
Oh, yeah. That was the Maryland thing.
Yeah. The Bortles years. Mm. Crazy. But, yeah, I was like, oh, there was a fight between Trevor Lawrence and Gabe Davis. I want to see that.
Tablet was thrown, apparently.
A tablet was thrown.
We never
Nobody got Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence threw a tablet. Trevor Lawrence allegedly threw a tablet.
Yeah.
No video.
No video.
Not one video.
But how's that possible?
I'm not even a fan. Because
nobody was watching that game. That's why.
That is.
Yeah, well.
I was in Jacksonville yesterday. And
you were?
Yeah, strange.
Why?
My sister-in-law lives there. It was horrible.
That's a drive, dude. You drove up there?
Drove back last night at 8 p.m.
You did?
I know. It's horrible.
How long is the drive? 6 hours?
4:45. Yeah, about 5.
Damn.
Yeah, but nonetheless, I say that to say there was a surprise party next door where we were at. Everyone dressed in Jags jerseys. I'm like, there's that many Jags fans, huh?
There's really nothing else to do in that city. There's nothing else to do.
I went to Whataburger. That's crazy.
Jacksonville, but they do have TPC there.
Mm.
That's nearby.
49ers are 2-3, huh? Not too good.
They got almost the same amount of guys hurt as the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Is that more surprising, or is the team that beat them, the Arizona Cardinals, actually doing something? Oh, they're 2-3 also.
They got a little fight in them.
2-3 also.
They don't look terrible. They don't look terrible.
But I didn't expect them to.
I'm gonna tell you another guy.
Feisty divisional opponent.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you another team that everybody is shocked but shouldn't be.
Mm?
Cincinnati.
Oh, they stink. Mm. Good battle yesterday, but 1-4 is 1-4.
Because here's the deal. They think that you can just plug in a quarterback and he'll save us. It'll make it better, but if you don't have the infrastructure around him, he's going to look bad, too.
Mm. They've lost some epic games, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But that one yesterday.
You can't stop a nosebleed.
Butro.
Are there any...
Only win against the Panthers, though.
Any undefeated? Oh, Vikings.
Vikings are undefeated, and the Chiefs play tonight.
Okay.
Chiefs play tonight.
Chiefs Saints?
Mostly everybody's 2-3, 3-2, like the NFL wants it.
Yeah.
You know what that means? The old tie break.
Oh, yeah. And everybody's in it. Everybody thinks they're in it. You know?
So you're going to have like 5 teams, 10-7. and four of them aren't going to get in.
I just want to. I just want a game with 20 points.
Whoa, is that too much to ask, dude? Is that too much to ask?
What does it mean? This is crazy.
That's it, though. He's coming back, though, right? No one's officially said anything. He hasn't even started working out.
Tua?
Tua. I mean, like a bye week.
Yeah, he's got two more weeks off, though.
What?
Yeah. I don't think he can start practicing until the Cardinals week. I don't think.
What?
The window opens after next week, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, because the window opens the week he can come back, I think.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah.
I got one more.
Because Odell just started practicing this week. He didn't get to practice last week.
Okay. You know what else sucks? Why does the bye week count?
I don't know. I don't know. Makes no sense.
You know why it sucks? Because somebody else who could have went on IR at the same time as Tua can come back sooner.
Yeah.
Just because of bye week.
For sure.
Should be 4 weeks.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Back after this.